Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Vice President Mike Pence made a stop in the Chippewa Valley and Fort McCoy this week. We'll tell you why. Also, an 81-year-old barber has been cutting hair in Eau Claire for more than 60 years. We'll hear from him. At WWIV.com, you can learn more about the We've Got Your Back campaign. We'll tell you how you can get involved. And a number of significant events going on in the Chippewa Valley the latter part of May and into June. We'll tell you about that. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. And welcome aboard. Vice President Mike Pence made a stop in the Chippewa Valley this past Thursday.
Well, hello, Wisconsin.
Along with taking part in a roundtable discussion with local business leaders, the vice president spoke with supporters at J&D Manufacturing about how the proposed U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal will impact Wisconsinites.
The USMCA is a win for Wisconsin dairy and for American dairy, and we need it to pass.
While many, like Democratic Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse, continue to voice concern over how current tariffs are negatively impacting the economy, Pence came to Wisconsin beating the drum for passage.
But men and women of Wisconsin, I'm here to tell you, we got to get it done. The clock is ticking. It's time.
This new trade agreement would replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, otherwise known as NAFTA.
To keep the momentum of the American economy growing, President Trump and I know that we got to level the playing field for American manufacturing by having trade deals that put America first.
WEAU-TV asked J&D Manufacturing employee Ryan Schweikert for his take on Pence's message.
I think it's an excellent message. I've worked here for 12 years, and it's a great family company, and I think it's a great message, and it's good for Wisconsin and the United States.
Here, President Trump touts the deal.
That deal is going to be a fantastic deal for our country, and hopefully Congress will approve the USMCA quickly.
Now, Friday, the Trump administration announced it'll end import taxes on steel and aluminum from Mexico and Canada, a move seen as helpful to farmers and manufacturers when Mexico and Canada lift reciprocal tariffs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Now that we've had a full lift on these tariffs, we are going to work with the United States on timing for ratification.
Meanwhile, Vice President Pence followed his stop in the Chippewa Valley with a visit to Wisconsin's only Army installation, Fort McCoy, where he addressed around 500 soldiers and their family members. Pence telling WEAU-TV that President Trump is committed to continuing financial support for troops and military bases like Fort McCoy.
Working with the Congress has already secured the largest increase in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're working with the Congress today to continue to rebuild our military, restore the arsenal of democracy, and give places like Fort McCoy the resources that they need to make sure that our troops are ready.
Again, Vice President Mike Pence at Fort McCoy on Thursday. Meanwhile, 81-year-old Ed Volks of Ed's Barbershop in downtown Eau Claire has been cutting hair for, get this now, over 62 years. In fact, he's been at the same location since April 1st, 1963, more than 56 years ago, and he told me this week he still loves it.
I do. I just love it, and I kind of hate to walk, but I know someday I'm going to have to because I have two boys that are already retired, and that isn't right.
But even at 81, what do you still enjoy about it?
I got great people, like all barbers do, and I just got great people, and I feel very blessed to come down here every day.
Well, a lot of people talk about retirement at, you know, in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and for you, now, you're 4 days a week, but you still got 3 days to get out and enjoy a little bit. But imagine it gives you something to still get up, still see your friends that you've been cutting their hair for a long time.
Yes, it does. And I appreciate that. And I enjoy it. So.
What about being in this very location for all those years?
It's been very good to me. Mm-hmm. Very good. It's a lot of changes down here. I've seen a lot of them, but most of them are for the better. So.
Yeah, what about, it seems like certainly there's been an uptick in activity in downtown Eau Claire in recent years.
Yes, there has been. Yeah, a lot of activity now. Yeah. When the malls went out, it slowed down a little bit, but I didn't mind that either because the parking was no problem then. Now sometimes you have a little parking problem. But it's for the better, I'm sure, because there's a lot of activity down here now. Mm-hmm.
And then what about just changes in general? One goes back to 1963. I mean, good grief. The latter part of that year, the tragedy of Kennedy being shot, right? November 22nd, 1963, all the way to that point to where we are today. A lot of changes.
a lot of changes. I'll never forget that day like anyone else my age will never forget it. It was the first year in business, and it was the day before deer hunting, and it kind of destroyed our deer hunting that year. We went, but it wasn't the same. And that was really tragic.
What is it that people have said to you that they love about you as a barber, and they've kept coming to you as a customer?
Well, that's just the way it is in this business. You know, you get to know people very well, and if they like you, they come back, and if they don't, they don't.
What's your advice to there's young hairstylists all the time, and to up and coming? In fact, what I heard, it's amazing, but they say there's some 200. Hair salons or barbershops across Eau Claire. It's really, you would take it for granted. As you drive around the city, there are an amazing number. What's your advice to those getting into the business?
Well, I don't know if I could give them advice, because it's a little different ball game for them, and they have their education too, and they're very good at what they do, and at being a barber, I think I'm pretty good at what I do.
And finally, at age 81, you've been married for over 60 years too?
Yes.
Your wonderful wife?
Great one.
Mm-hmm. Talk about her a little bit.
Oh, well, she's from Thorpe originally, and I'm from Stanley.
What's her name?
Her name is Ione. Mm-hmm. And we've been together, went together in high school, and had a fairy tale marriage so far, as long as you do everything they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy wife, happy life, right?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I hear you. And finally, as we wrap up here, I mean, do you have a goal? Do you say, hey, I want to do this till I'm 85, 90?
No goal at all, but I'll be getting out maybe. Pretty soon, a few years, maybe a year or so. And I have a grandson that's a barber in Madison, and he would like to come up and continue the story there. So I just might hire him in about a year and walk out.
Terrific. Ed, great to talk to you. Great to meet you. And thanks for the great job you do, and just you're an institution around here. So
thank you very much.
Right. Ed Valks from Ed's Barbershop, downtown Eau Claire.
And stop in and get your haircut at Ed's Barbershop at 307 East Grand Avenue, open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. It's Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WDOGO. I'm Mark Halverson. To learn more about our current We've Got Your Back campaign, you can head on over to WWIB.com and click on the information there. It's a challenge, and we need you. We're challenging the WWIB and WDOGO listeners to step up and help us. We're planning to send care packages once again this year, as we did last year, to members of our Wisconsin National Guard, and they need your personal touch. Our goal is over 100 personal notes and pictures. So, do you think you can help us? Kids and families, stop by the Wibwogo Studios here at 2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, 54729. Or if you go to wib.com, you can print the template there and write a note or draw a picture to send in our care packages. This is a great way to serve. And you can also help provide care package items for members of the Wisconsin National Guard. And we've got ourselves a list for you that we're just going to take a moment to highlight here. Our We've Got Your Back care package wish list reads like this. Toiletries and hygiene items we're looking for include baby wipes or wet wipes, Q-tips, nose spray, eye drops, deodorant, foot powder, and other Gold Bond products, lip balm and chapstick, sunscreen, nail clippers for oral care. We could use toothbrushes, toothpaste, mouthwash, floss, shaving products. Includes razors, shaving cream, etc. Now, activities. If you've got some of these to pass along, we'd appreciate it. Things like games, playing cards, card games, crossword puzzles, dice, etc. Travel games, board games, magazines, other reading materials like hometown newspapers, frisbees. How about a deflated football or soccer ball or basketball, air pump and needles. And also, we'd take some Christian music CDs or DVDs. Now, also, we're looking to care package some food. Now, remember, these are going to be sitting for a while, but some of the items you might want to pass our way includes healthy snacks, protein bars, granola bars, canned fruit, dried fruit, fruit snacks, trail mix, nuts, sunflower seeds, beef jerky, Slim Jim, summer sausage, beef sticks, hard candies, individually packaged snacks like chips, crackers, etc. Coffee, ground, any size singles to large cans or bags. Don't forget filters. Single serve flavored drink mix to add to water. How about some Gatorade mix or instant packaged meals like soups, stews, ravioli, tuna, etc. with a pop top or easy open lids for our National Guard members. Also, instant oatmeal, instant mac and cheese, and microwave popcorn. And finally, miscellaneous, but still very important, things that remind our troops of Wisconsin. Packers, Badgers, or Brewers items. No Vikings things, please. Wisconsin decor and clothing. Wisconsin-made foods. Wisconsin publications. How about solid-colored black or white athletic socks with no logos, at least 1 inch high on the ankle. Quality boot socks, Fox River, etc. Air fresheners, headlamps, sunglasses, workout supplements, AA batteries, mechanics brand gloves, postcards with photos of your town and a handwritten message.
postage-paid envelopes to write back to your family. Again, you can go ahead and use the WWIB-provided template to write a short personal note. You'll find that, again, at WWIB.com. Now, for details, you can contact our promotions director, Caleb Swenson, here at WWIB at 715-723-1037. That's 723-1037. Remember, every little bit helps. Challenge those in your community to step up, and we'll see who can raise the most as we look to get behind the members of our Wisconsin National Guard. Now, we need to have these items brought to us. Deadline is June 25th, so still over a month away. Again, to learn more about the We've Got Your Back campaign, check out WWIB.com. And finally, there's a number of wonderful events coming up in May as well as into June. We want to take the remaining moments today to just give you some awareness of. Coming up this Thursday, May 23rd, is Stop the Bleed, Save a Life. You can learn more at bleedingcontrol.org. That's bleedingcontrol.org. Stop the Bleed training is available on Thursday, May 23rd, to any Eau Claire County resident, business, and organization looking to reduce the loss of life following an active shooter or other mass casualty event. This class focuses on preventing people from bleeding to death, which is the most preventable cause of death after injury. In a little over half an hour of class time, attendees will be taught how to use tourniquets, pack a wound with gauze, and apply pressure to the injury as methods of reducing the blood loss. Classes are offered free of charge to anyone that's interested in attending. The next scheduled class is this Thursday, May 23rd, at the Eau Claire Fire Department, Station 10 at 820 Malden Avenue in Eau Claire. Class times on Thursday are at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. To attend, please contact Eau Claire County Emergency Management with the number of people in your group that want to attend and which class time you'll be at, 3, 5, or 7 this Thursday. Emergency Management can be contacted on Facebook and Twitter, by phone at 715-839-4736. That's 839-4736. Very worthwhile event. The following Thursday, May 30th, a big celebration, an open house and ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Hope Renewal Center for Men at 2650 Mercantile Drive on Eau Claire's West Side. The proceedings will be taking place from 10 to 3 with the official ribbon cutting at 11 in the morning. And the public's cordially invited to attend the open house and ribbon cutting ceremony to commemorate the grand opening of the new Hope Renewal Center for Men, the new location for what we've known to be the Hope Gospel Mission. Come on out and celebrate and enjoy food, refreshments, and tours of the new facility. You can always learn more at their website, hopegospelmission.org. That's hopegospelmission.org. Their theme, Together We're Accomplishing Great Things. Also, as we look ahead to June, Harvesting Hope, the fifth annual golf outing fundraiser, is coming up on June 5th at Hickory Hills Golf Course. And they're inviting you to come on out and support not one, but two great Eau Claire area nonprofit organizations at one event. The ARC Eau Claire, supporting individuals with intellectual disabilities, and Helpful Hearts Foundation, offering financial support for funerals and cremation costs. And there's various sponsorship levels as well. Learn more at echarvestinghope.com. That's echarvestinghope.com. Later on in June, another terrific event you're going to want to note, and that is the Horsepower for Veterans, the ninth annual Horsepower for Veterans motorcycle run, show, and fundraiser. Again, that's Saturday, June 22nd. It's $25 for an individual, $35 for a couple, includes a barbecue chicken meal. All the proceeds go to fund Trinity's free therapy for vets struggling with PTSD. It's a great, great time. I've had a chance, the privilege, really, to emcee this the past few years. And again, it all kicks off 9 to 10:30. Registration open for bikes and cars taking part in the run, a free continental breakfast, messages from veterans, vendors, and riders, meet the horses, and then the silent auction also getting underway at 9. The prayer program and road rules are released at about 10:30. And then the departure on the, you know, usually about a 60-mile one-stop run for the bikers. They come back between 1 and 2, back to Trinity Equestrian Center for an absolutely delicious barbecue chicken meal, a raffle drawing, silent auction conclusion, and the final words. And I'll tell you what, they raise $40,000 to $50,000, and it's a great, great time. You can learn more at the website, trinity-ec.com. That's trinity-ec.com. Our thanks to longtime Eau Claire barber Ed Valks for joining us on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO Radio. Chippewa Valley This Week is a public affairs program of both WWIB and WOGO. In case you missed a part of the show or you'd like to share it with someone else, refer them to the podcast. You can find that at WWIB.com. Under podcasts, click on Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again in 3 weeks.